But one of the things I think that still angers me, and it still does, is the lack of government movement. I think when they, you know, from when I started way back with Amnesty, with the Native Women's Association of Canada, you know, with the Sisters in Spirit Initiative, and there was government support, and you know, on different kinds of levels, I guess. But there has never been, you know, what Lorraine Whitman has said now, that a national plan. What's the plan? What are they? Are they? They need to accept responsibility for the genocide that they've done to us, to our women. They haven't accepted that. They haven't accepted responsibility for all of their laws that have caused this violence. You know, all of the impacts on our women, on the land, on the resources, everything that you can connect with the laws that they've developed has impacted down, right down to our missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. So that frustrates me. It still angers me. I remember feeling so angry when I retired from NWAC in 2009. And I still feel the same because, and it's gone through a whole inquiry. A whole national inquiry was supported by government. The inquiry's been done. There's a report. And still no action by government. They need to do something. They need to. But we also do, too. I mean, we can't put all the blame either on government. That even in our own communities, we need to take responsibility. And that's where... you know, we have the support of Gnonquistra here in the community and many community members and family members who are now becoming aware. And but we too need to be to take responsibility in our actions and how we need to support each other and understand what's happened, understand why things are happening the way they are. And so... it's been a long time. It took a lot out of me, you know, and then with all of the tragedies and deaths recently, and today I feel really strong. I feel really loved and supported. And we had an event happen this morning, and I'll let Sheena talk about that. You know, to honor our families here. So today, I think, is a movement, again, forward for us to continue on with addressing the issues, the violence against women, the violence against our men, the violence against our children and elders, that we need to start really thinking about how we all need to be responsible to address that. So,
yeah, I would think that, you know, like, you know, as far as taking our part in it, and it would be, I would suppose, teaching our young girls, our young men, you know, how to, you know, be in relationships, how to respect each other, and possibly starting there, you know, with, what's safe, what's not safe for you, and where to be, you know.
Right.
And I think maybe if we start doing that, as even sometimes the parents aren't able to do that for some reason, then the extended family can sit in there and have those discussions with our you know, our young folks, because I think it's the man's responsibility too to know as well, you know, not to put their hands on anybody or not to force anybody, you know, and to, yeah, so that these situations don't escalate, you know, and just to be more aware of, even when they're traveling anywhere around Turtle Island, that they're more aware of their surroundings and things that are happening around them. I think, you know, to educate our young people or just educate women and men in general that way.
That's right. We need more role models.
Right.
That's what we also need, many, many more role models.
Well, you know, I've been reading up a lot about it, you know, especially this morning about, you know, statistics and cases that have come out, you know, and some of them are just horrific, what some of our women have been through. And, you know, I can't even find the words sometimes to, you know, to describe what I've read and how it shouldn't be and how, you know, I don't know how much the media can play a part in that and getting these stories out and getting, you know, the public to really recognize and acknowledge that these things are still and definitely happened and have been happening. And I think, you know, that's part of the media's responsibility, I think, to educate the communities that we live in and across Canada of these tragedies that have happened and are still continuing to happen.
Yeah,